इत्थं भूतगुणारहि आत्मरामश्च मुनय निर्कण्ठाभ्युक्रमे कुर्वन्त्यः किं भक्तिम् इत्थं भूतगुणारहि Api, in spite of, Urukrame, unto the great adventurer, Kurvanti, do, Ahaitukim, Analoid, Bhaktim, devotional service, Ithambhuta, such wonderful, Gunaha, qualities, Harihi of the Lord. All different varieties of Atma Ramas, those who take pleasure in Atma or Spirit Self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. So, of course, this is a very famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And a simple explanation is that there are those who are known as transcendentalists and who achieve Brahman realization. They have no attraction for the material world. Brahma-bhūta, prasanātmana-sochati-nakāṅkṣati. They have achieved Brahmananda, or the bliss of realizing that I am not the body, which is, of course, a very big realization. Without understanding aham brahmāsmi, there is no question of spiritual life. That is the foundation. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Krishna says, I am the foundation of Brahman. Pratishta. So, before we can understand Krishna, we must understand that I am not the body. And there is some happiness derived from that understanding. First of all, I am nitya, I am eternal, I am not the anitya, the temporary body. So I don't die. The greatest fear in life is the fear of death. There are many kinds of fear, but the greatest fear is the fear of death. So if I understand that I don't die, obviously I become joyful. If I understand that having a lot of money or being poor is the same, then I also become free from anxiety. In the material world, people under great pressure, great pain to acquire material facilities, to maintain themselves. But if I am Nitya, or Nityanam, one of the plural eternals, one of the many eternals, and I am maintained by the Adipurusha, the original person, again, no anxiety, no suffering, just like a child. A child knows that mommy and daddy will pay for the food. Mommy and daddy will pay the electricity bills and the water bill. And if the child had to think, oh my gosh, how are we going to support this family? I better go out and get a job. You know, a 5-year-old child, 3-year-old child, oh, this is terrible. Who will support us? No. The child knows mommy and daddy will take care. But for a little while, he's in bliss till he grows up, has to support his own family. So this is the first stage, Brahman realization. And in such a stage, one is self-satisfied. Atma Rama. Rama means he's enjoying within himself. He doesn't need anything external. So if such a person does become agitated for something, you can understand that whatever it is he is seeking to acquire, it is not within the material world, because he has already conquered over the material desires. A transcendentalist means that he is not within the prison house of the modes of material nature. He's not captured by lust, anger, and greed. He must be free. Then he is a liberated soul. So if such a liberated soul does develop a desire from his self-satisfied situation, then we can understand that that is a transcendental desire. So the point here in this verse is that all kinds of atmaramas do develop desires for understanding Krishna, because Krishna is adhoksaja. Krishna is above or beyond the material world. Narayana Paro Vyakat. We learn from Shankaracharya that, and of course Shankaracharya is the greatest of all the impersonalist teachers. So we learn from him. Even he understands that Narayana, Sri Krishna, Vishnu, existed before the prison house of the material world existed. In the purport, we're continuing. According to Sanskrit verbal arrangement, kurvanti means doing things for someone else. Therefore, it means that the Atmaramas render devotional service unto the Lord, not for personal interest, but for the pleasure of the Lord Urukrama. So Krishna is Urukrama, or one who performs wonderful activities. If Krishna were just an ordinary man who had a Maruti car and a little flat in Great Kailash and a job with the government, and, you know, he won some votes. He defeated all the other competitors. He was voted God for the year 2002. Krishna's God. We vote. I vote for Krishna. Prabhu votes for Krishna. So, hardly anybody that we would be interested in worshiping. There are so many small personalities in the world who for some time become famous and even eulogized, praised, worshipped by others. In fact, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a little heavy. Srimad Bhagavatam does not, as we say in English, there's an expression, mince words, or does not spare criticism, does not shy about saying the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam tells the truth. And there it is stated, svavidvara oshpra karai samstuta purusha pasumama. Men who are like hogs, in other words, they eat anything. Dogs, only interested in sleeping and sex. Camels, drinking their own blood, enjoying it, especially in the form of sex. This is called drinking one's own blood. Because when you pass semen, that semen is produced from blood. So your bodily energy is diminished. You become weak. You become too weak to worship Krishna. Someone who's engaged in a heterosexual life, a very active sex life of any kind, losing semen, basically, the form. It's very hard for them to focus their mind. They don't have the vyavasayatmika buddhi, samadhanamikirte. Like Krishna does not give them proper intelligence. So, svavetvarahasutarasarasutapurushapasana. Those who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they worship men of a similar nature who are also like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. So, these are not Atmaramas. And Krishna is not that kind of personality. Krishna is a Buddha. Krishna is very wonderful. Krishna is the Akila Rasa Amrita Murti. He's the fountain of all rest. Krishna doesn't have an arthritic body. Suffering from so many things. Krishna is worthy of our worship, and by worshiping Krishna, we actually become joyful. Krishna can be known by devotional service, bhakti amam, abhijana. There are many kinds of yoga, many processes, but Krishna is a rupa, as explained here, and his followers, his worshippers, they don't worship Krishna, the true bhakta. Those are prakrita bhaktas, they're kanishta bhaktas. But the true bhakta has no agenda to fulfill. The pure bhakta is ahoyakuti. Without any ahoyakuti, ahoyakuti. Apratyata, his devotion to Krishna is not conditional. It's not if I get a flat and then I'll be a devotee, or if they give me an apartment, or if they give me a car, or if they give me some material facility, then I'll do some bhakti. Krishna doesn't need your bhakti. Krishna doesn't need any of us. Krishna's completely self-satisfied. Krishna's being worshipped by hundreds of millions of goddesses of fortune in Goloka Vrindavan and Vaikuntha. He's being worshipped by so many gopis. He's simply enjoying Ananda Maya Vyasa. Krishna does not need us. On the other hand, we need him so badly. We cannot be happy in this material world. It is everybody's experience. No one, at any time in history, in any country or continent of the world, has anyone ever shown that you can be happy by sense gratification. It's simply constant frustration. I would request the devotees not to sit with your back to the deities. It is not good that you should sit with your back to the deities or your back to the Prabhupada. You turn sideways. Devotees who seem to have buffalo brains, I don't know if you can figure it out. Don't sit with your back to Krishna, it's very offensive. In fact, you can all turn sideways, please. All right, thank you. You can also turn the other side. Come on. Yeah, no, you go look behind you. Okay. So, Hoytuki Apratyata, the atmosphere is the only thing that will satisfy us. When we open up our hearts, free from any duplicity, because there's no use, there's no advantage in trying to cheat Krishna. Krishna says, of gamblers, of all gamblers, I'm the greatest cheat. You cannot cheat me. You cannot hide your feelings from me. You can't go in the dark, turn off the light, and say, now Krishna can't see me, I can do anything I like. Krishna's in the core of your heart. Whatever power you have for seeing or hearing or feeling or smelling, that's coming from Krishna. He knows exactly what you're doing. And you've got this body because Krishna is taking it down. Karmana, Daya, Netra, and the demigods, they're taking everything we do. We think we get away with things.
We know we have to pay the price. All of us, we have to pay the price for our sinful activities, and especially if we know better, we would break the law, just like we would say, well, really, oh, India is such a religious country, such a dharmic country, everyone is worshiping God. Why is India suffering so much? Well, the fact is that people know the law of God here. It's not hard to figure it out. If you go to university and you're in the law department, you go to law school, it's not difficult for you to find out what the laws of the country are, because you're in the law school, you're in the law department, the law books are there. So India is not difficult to understand. There's such a long tradition. There's so many great saintly persons. India's history is filled with so many stories of great saintly persons and their teachings. But still, India is becoming more and more materialistic day by day. In the country that is supposed to be shelter for the cow, Gomata, mother cow, in every corner of India, people are slaughtering the cow. What's going on? India is one of the world's largest producers of leather. That's not from dead cows. It's not from cows that die naturally. It's not a hint of leather. They're murdered, slaughtered. So many cows from making leather goods and selling them. So naturally there will be punishment. If you break the law of God, even though knowing it, if you break the law of the country, and you know the law, will be punished more. So what to speak of breaking the law of God? How much more you will be punished? So we perform devotional service without any motive. We simply want to please Krishna because it is our duty to do that. It is our duty to come to the temple. It is our duty to perform arati. It is our duty to offer the fruits of our work. It is our duty to practice bhakti yoga. We are Hamsa, Mahamaya Hamsa, Krishna's Vibhu, we are Anu. He is the source, he is the origin. Adi Deva Majam Vibhum. He's the source of even the demigods, what to speak of us. So it is our duty to serve Krishna. So we don't have any motive. We try to understand what motives may be there in our heart, and we try to cleanse those material motives by hearing and chanting, by discussing. Hetu means causal. There are many causes for one's sense satisfaction, and they can be chiefly classified as material enjoyment, mystic powers, and liberation, which are generally desired by progressive persons. Mukti, bhakti, siddhi, kami, shakali, asanta. The mukta, someone wants liberation. The bhakti, someone wants a big house and a big car and many wives. One wants sense gratification. When the siddhi comes, someone who wants power, mystic power, they're all desiring sense gratification, material enjoyment, and the result is they get no peace of mind. And aśāntasya kṛta sukham, how can you be happy if your mind is agitated, disturbed? Only when your mind is peaceful. Puryamāna machala pratiṣṭam samudra māta pravishyanti sarve saśāntam ātmoti nakāma sāmi. Only the devotee whose mind is like the calm sea, the calm ocean, very calm, peaceful, placid. So many rivers are entering into the ocean. But the ocean never rises. Just like if you pour water in your bathtub, turn on the tap, the water fills up the bathtub, it comes to the top of the bathtub, it spills over onto the bathroom floor. The ocean is not like that. So many rivers are going into the ocean. It should spill over, right? It should rise up. No. By nature's arrangement, the ocean is always the same. Your mind has to be like that, equipoise. Free from attachment, free from anger, free from fear. Mind has to be free. Sutta dukhe same kripa. Labha, labha, jaya, jaya. Then you can act nicely in the mature world. Not that you sit in a cave of immolation. If your mind is truly peaceful, you won't be agitated. You can act within the material world. Padma Patma. Gamba said you can be like the lotus flower. So, materialistic persons, they want material enjoyment in the form of mystic powers and liberation. As far as material enjoyments are concerned, they are innumerable. And the materialists are eager to increase them more and more because they are under the illusory energy. Bahu-shākā-mīnta-sya. The aswata, inverted, upside-down, banyan tree. So all the different branches of the banyan tree are compared to the different paths that your mind can take to invent different kinds of sense gratification. We see in society, although there are so many varieties of sense gratification today, but tomorrow you will find someone has imagined or invented something new. People are always reading the newspaper, always looking in the marketplace for the newest thing, the best and the newest, the new version, the update, new enjoyment, a new way to have sex, a new way to take intoxication, a new way to eat meat. It's the same old thing, the same wine, the same old wine. They just put it in a new bottle and called it new. And we're very much enamored by that. We get distracted, bewildered, thinking, yes, before I was not satisfied, but this new version will really give me pleasure. Now I'll get happiness. The new version. Now, it's the same business. Ahara nidra hai maitun. Dharma nahina. No spiritual life, simply eating, sleeping, many different. What should be samadhi?
materialists are eager to increase them more and more because they are under the illusory energy. There's no end to the list of material enjoyments, nor can anyone in the material universe have all of them. Have you ever had, you know, it's this John Mostami or Scorpione, and you've been fasting all day, and you know, you're really hungry, your senses are a little agitated, you can't wait till a feast, and you get to the feast, and there's, you know, 2016 preparations, and you know, you just see the big feast, and you want it all. Okay, give me something of everything. You want to enjoy it all. But after about the 10th or 15th preparation, your tongue just, it's all sinning. A little bit of difference here and there, but you become satiated. Not satiated, you become bored. The variety no longer satisfies you. There's 2016, 1008 for Radha, 1008 for Krishna, 2016 preparations, whatever. You want it all, you get it all. Sometimes they do that, you know, for a sannyasi or a preacher. Mind like some mom brings everything. You gotta have 5 plates to put it all on. Oh, looks great. And you know, after about 5 minutes I'm full. I didn't eat that. Well, that one there, I missed that one. I'll give you some. There's so many varieties of sense gratification in this world and in the universe. And we want it all, but it's simply an illusion. It's not going to bring us satisfaction. It's not going to bring us happiness. We're just dancing dogs, puppets on a string, mind playing with us. We're slaves. We're slaves. Now, India, 1948, independence. We're now independent. India has never been so much of a slave than it is today. You're completely dependent on television, on cinema, on the latest cars and sense gratification. You're totally caught up like a bull.
They're ringing his toes.
This way and that way. Bull this way and that way. No independence. As far as mystic powers are concerned, there are 8 in all, such as to become the minutest in form, to become weightless, to have anything one desires, to lord it over material nature, to control over living beings, to throw earthly globes into outer space. These mystic powers are wonderful. You don't need to fly in British Airways. If you have a mystic power, you can go on your magic carpet. You don't need a booking. So silly. Because even if we get whatever the mystic powers are offering, we cannot become equal to God. He's asam urdhva. There's no one equal to him and no one greater than him. We'll never become God. It's simply a grand, it's a mistake. It's the greatest mistake, an illusion. We cannot become equal to Krishna at any time, neither now nor in the future. We can only become a servant of Krishna. And that also we have to aspire for. and get the Lord's mercy. But to speak of becoming God, it's very, very difficult even to become a servant of God. Mostly we're just here in the material world, neglected, fighting with one another for bits of scrap or cut shirt. We're fighting for this. Food for Life was started by Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, at least his words started off the Food for Life program. One day he was with some of his disciples on the balcony of the first building in Mayapur, the Lotus Building, what do they call it? He was there on the balcony. The building was not completed yet, but Prabhupada's room was there. So some of his senior disciples, they were talking with Prabhupada, standing on the balcony, and they heard some noise, some screaming, some yelling, some barking, dogs. So they walked down to the end of the balcony, and they looked over the side, and the devotees had been dumping their garbage there after the Sunday drop, prasad program, the leaf plates were thrown there. Whatever wastage from the kitchen had been thrown, it was temporary garbage dump. And Prabhupada looked down and he saw these two children, two young girls, maybe 5, 6 years old, in torn cloth, very dirty. And they were fighting with some dogs over who would get which leaf plate with a few grains of rice still left on it. Prabhupada cried. He said, no one within a 10-mile radius of any of our temples should ever go hungry. Anyway, the point is, here were these living beings fighting over scraps, and we may think, oh, those poor people, those suffering souls. But we're also the same. We're fighting. Who can get a better house in Delhi? Who can get a better job? How can I destroy him and get his position? It's terrible. Especially when you understand that everything is, if we just Ananyas Chintayampo Mam, Ye Jana Paripasita, if we just serve the Supreme Lord, that's all we have to do. Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham Nitya Vyuktanam. We just develop strong attachment for Krishna. Our material desires will be fulfilled. We don't have faith. We have our own agenda, our own plan. Even when we come to the temple, what do we do? Give me a nice house by the sea and a Cadillac car. Om Jai Jagadi. Let's pray to Krishna for material things, you know. It's so silly. We can have eternal life full of bliss and knowledge, and we pray for a Cadillac car and a house by the sea. So these are the siddhis, anima, lagima, prapti, vasanta. One can control people's minds. One can fly in the sky. One can enter through mountains. One can create his own planet. These mystic powers are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The forms of liberation are 5 in number. So Sayuja, Mukti,
Sālokya Sārśta Sami Samikya Sārśti. One can get the same form, body form as Krishna, the same, live on the same planet as Krishna, the same opulence as Krishna. One can even merge with Krishna. Devotees are not interested. Therefore, unlike devotion means service to the Lord without desire for the above-mentioned personal benefits, and the personality of God of Sri Krishna can be fully satisfied by such unalloyed devotees free from all sorts of desires for personal benefits. Yome bhakta praya. That's all Krishna wants, is our unalloyed devotion. And well, that's why we're here, we're training. And we're trying to develop that consciousness, pure consciousness, by association, by discussion, etc. So, it may take a while, because the contamination goes very deep. And Maya has a lot of tricks in store, a lot of wonderful special effects. DreamWorks can never equal Maya's DreamWorks. Maya puts you into a big dream. There's a man named Steven Spielberg, and he has a company called DreamWorks, and all the movies, special effects and movies generally are created by the artist there. And Spielberg is one of the owners, something like that. Anyway, it's all man-made. Kalerga has much better special effects. And we're now under the grip. We're under the illusion of Durga Devi. And Krishna's giving us a chance. Come and see Ma Jyotir Gama. Come to me. Surrender to me. Manmanam Baba Madhbhakto Magyaji Maam Masku. He's showing us the way to do it. But even in the, there in the instruction, if our heart is in the wrong place, there is illusion. Just like Dr. Radha Krishna. What was his field? He was a doctor of philosophy. PhD in philosophy. So even he said that Krishna, surrender to Krishna, offer your obeisances to Krishna. Krishna means black. Black means dark. Dark means unknown. It was not to the person of Krishna we have to serve. Even though you want to become a Krishna Bhakta, still Maya Devi is offering you escape route, fire exit. You can get out of your duty to surrender to Krishna. It's your duty to surrender to Krishna. Krishna will protect you. Amoksha ishami maasucha sarvapate vyo moksha. Don't worry, I'll protect you from all your sins. Krishna's given pratijane priyosini. I promise you, my devotee will never be vanquished. My devotee will be protected. Krishna's giving some, but we don't have faith. So, okay. We're here. We're trying to cultivate our faith by practice of sadhana bhakti. We have to come to that point. All right. I've come to the end of my point. Hare Krishna.